Richard Roper is with us to talk about the Oscars. And do you want to talk about what you're wearing, who you're wearing first, since we're on the red carpet, Rich?
Bob, my 11 years on the red carpet, I had a vow tucked in a notepad in my pocket saying, do not ask anyone who they are wearing. Don't do it. Don't do it.
What'd you think of Conan last night?
You know, I think Conan's kind of the right lane for Oscars hosts, Bob. You go back to Bob Hope, who did a lot of movies, but was really known more for television, right? And then through Johnny Carson and then Jimmy Kimmel. I think the television hosts are better than the people from the movie world trying to host the Oscars because they're a little bit too shy about maybe being a little edgy. They feel like they're a little bit more part of the community. So Conan's got that right combination of respect for the artist, but also he'll call them out for hypocrisy, and he's, you know, use a little language and kind of take some jabs at big time executives because he's not worried about whether or not Netflix is going to give him a 3-picture deal. So I think he did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough assignment. I thought just the short bit Jimmy Kimmel did was funny. Conan had some great lines, though, especially about, let's see, the most memorable ones were what, about Netflix, and what was your favorite line? Do you recall anyone that stood out for you?
Yeah, of course, got a good jab in at Timothy Chalamet and the whole ballet opera thing. And then they did, he had a really kind of a whole prepped bit about, the fact that the Oscars are going to be moving to YouTube.
Right, exactly. Do we have any of that? Are we listening to Conan?
Yeah, we have monologue highlights.
Okay, all right. Here you go. Listen for yourself. There were a few political jabs last night, but that was, I think, the best of Conan. And in Chicago, there were many cheers when Amy Madigan won, weren't there, Rich?
Yeah, and we called that one, Bob. You could see the momentum coming for Amy Madigan. And, she had never won before. She had been nominated. But she's one of the older actresses ever to win for her amazing supporting work in Weapons. And, yeah, kind of a great moment for a, South Shore girl, Chicago. And we talked about how her father, John Madigan, the legendary journalist. So that was just a nice moment. And she's just... Amy Madigan, she always feels a little Chicago when she gives her speeches, right? I mean, there's no frills or fluff. She doesn't go, she'll talk about the art of acting, but not in that way where you're like, okay, get over yourself. She's just so likable and down to earth.
Mm-hmm. As you say, very Chicago. Talking about the Oscars with Rich Roper, who co-hosted At the Movies with Roger Ebert for about 8 years, and he also reviews movies on RogerEbert.com. His podcast is The Movie of Your Life. Here's a question I have for you, Richard. Watching the Sinners musical number, and Buddy Guy's there, but you barely saw him. Don't you think they could have featured him a little more prominently?
I'm just speculating here, Bob, but I'm wondering if that's maybe just partially because of Buddy Guy's advanced age and they wanted to make sure he was in a secure spot because of all the kinetic movement going around. But I still would have liked to see more of them. And, there's also a lot of talk about Misty Copeland, the great ballet star who, was featured there. And people were like, oh, that's a shot at Timothy Chalamet. There was actually a ballet dancer in the number in the movie, so I don't know necessarily that was really supposed to be a pointed jab at Timothy Chalamet, but it was a mm-hmm. Well, it was a great performance, though, wasn't it?
It really was. That was memorable, and so was the Billy Crystal speech and the in memoriam segment. What'd you think?
Yeah, that was beautifully done. Billy Crystal, as he mentioned, first met Rob Reiner. He played his best friend on an episode of All in the Family 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago. And then they, of course, collaborated on films. If we have a little audio of that, I'd love to hear that, Bob. Do we have that?
Yeah, that was sweet, wasn't it?
It was lovely, and I think it was wonderful that they mentioned Michelle Singer, Reiner, of course, his long-term mm-hmm. wife. And then they brought out all these actors, Bob, who had been in so many Rob Reiner movies, which is really cool, but it was so brief, and they didn't identify them all. So it was like there was Meg Ryan, NBC, Demi Moore, and Kathy Bates, but then it was like the Stand By Me guys, and, there's Kevin Pollak from A Few Good Men. I think it would have been nice if they kind of just let everybody know who we were looking at there. Some of them were very recognizable. Some we haven't seen that much over the years, and it was kind of fleeting.
Yeah, I agree. And then we even got to see Barbara Streisand talking about Robert Redford. So here, let me leave you with this thought, Richard. Maybe you can research this for us. When are they going to just give up writing embarrassing banter for the presenters to do? That it's never funny. It's very cringeworthy, but they do it every year, don't they?
I'm going to run with that idea. I love that because, you know, they always talk about how they cut off the winner's speeches, which seems so, graceless. And if they cut out all the witty banter, they'd probably pick up 15 or 20 minutes. Just have the presenters come out and just say, and now here are the nominees for Best Picture. Get rid of the non-witty banter.
Yeah, or play them off during the banter, not during their speeches.
Yes!
All right, we're all set for next year. Thanks. It's Richard Roper.
Thanks, Bob.